Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Everybody, welcome to the show today. How are you all doing? I say that with a giggle because wow, right? Our world is still busy, interesting. Some things that are happening, we could even call them fascinating. You know, not sure. So, how many of you, I know that a lot of people I've talked to are experiencing this, you're getting these intuitive hits, and you're like, yeah, maybe, no, must be just my imagination, must be just a coincidence, and you're sort of disregarding or choosing to not trust. Or you just can't believe that the information you're getting is actually true because you're not psychic. What's going on here? Yet, something will happen and you will get the validation and you're like, what? Huh, I should have listened to my gut or I should have, you know, paid more attention to those signs, those intuitions. Instead of writing them off as pure coincidence and things like that. So I have to share a story. Of course I do, right? I always do. Especially for the last, I'm going to say 6 weeks, it's been stronger. So whatever is going on in our energy world, our intuitive hits are coming quicker. They're coming. They're more precise. They're those flashes or those thoughts or those validations, signs, symbols, all that stuff. Make note. Pay attention. Here's the deal. Not all of it is for us to do something about. Some of it's simply information, and we'll talk about all of that. But I'm going to tell you a story because it makes me giggle. First, I have to tell you that it's been a bit of a crazy weekend. So my kids are in 4-H, and our show and sale was on Monday. And it was a little hectic. Unfortunately for my oldest son, his heifer started cycling. And a heifer in heat is not pleasant.
and he was in the first class, and it didn't go well. Him and the ringman had to take the heifer out because she was just cranky. This thing's happened. This is part of dealing with animals. It's just part of the life cycle. But he was pretty devastated because this kid loves cows, right? He 4-H is his thing. He's good at it, but it shook his confidence, so we had to work on that. Luckily, his steer is a rock star. He's so chill, and his cow and calf that he showed are also – well, no, his calf was bad, but an older girl was leading the calf because, you know, I love the 4-H program. I love that all the senior members help the younger kids. It's really, really cool. So anyways, we had 4-H on Monday. I mean, it was a busy day from 5 in the morning until we finally got home 10:30 at night. This is the first time my children have done a steer project because they did heifers in the years previous because I wasn't sure that they were quite ready for the whole thing. And it went pretty good. My oldest was sad to see his steer go. He said, bye, Benny, and he was a little, you know, sad. My youngest, though, his steer, Phillips Jeffrey Jr., yes, he is a character, my son and the steer. Phillips had, like, kicked him before, during one of the, he was getting him ready for showing, and the jerk kicked him, and Cordell got a big bruise. And so when it was time to sell him, he's like, see ya, hope you taste good. He was ready. He's like, yeah, take him. So the gentleman that bought him, they were having a little chat. Yep. And Cordell's like, yep, bye. I'll load him for you. Get him out of here, jerk. It was funny. It was because, you know, he got his revenge on the steer, I guess, for kicking him. Farm kids get lessons that other kids don't always get a chance to experience, and I really love that part. Anyways, my point in saying all this is that it was a hectic day. Then on Tuesday, I was putting on a pizza party for the school because one of the restaurants in our community had generously donated, and our parent fundraising group donated the rest, and we had a pizza party just to celebrate life. And it was a staff appreciation. The moms came in, and we watched the classrooms while the kids ate their pizza and ate their lunch while the staff got to go enjoy their pizza hot in the staff room. So that was what we did. And so I was organizing that, so it was a bit hectic. But, I got a little gift. So it just so happens that it's been on my mind the last week or two. And I was actually sharing this with my mom on Saturday, that, you know, maybe I should send a letter to our transportation because, remember all the shenanigans last year, all the school bus fight I had for 8 months, 8 long months to get us a bus that didn't break down and a contractor that took care of the bus, an 8-month fight with Mr. Transportation, let's call him. And so I was, you know, saying, for some reason, it's been on my mind the last couple of weeks that maybe I should send them an email. Maybe I should give them a phone call, although I suspect my number's blocked, just to say how happy I am, you know, that I don't have to worry about any of that anymore. The bus and the contractor and the driver are all fabulous. It's just something I don't even have to concern myself with, and it feels great. Not worrying if my kids got to school, not, you know, waiting and making sure that if there's a phone call, I'm available. It's so pleasant, so pleasant. And I'm thinking, you know, they probably miss me. Yeah. So the gift I got was because I was putting on this pizza party. I was at the school yesterday morning. I went for the assembly because I drove my kids in because they got to sleep in a little bit from their late nights. And went to the assembly, and I noticed this gentleman leaning on the back wall, and he felt kind of familiar. He had the energy. He was from division office, but I didn't recognize him. Let's just say his appearance has changed a little more padding, let's call it. And anyways, I said to my friend, yeah, must be someone from division office, huh? Wonder what's going on. And, you know, there was just signs that it was someone from division office. I won't go into that because, you know, there's a little posturing going on by certain people and whatever, entertaining. Then another staff member was helping me out to make sure we had stuff ready for the pizza party, and we were in the hallway, and the principal and this gentleman came up, and he introduced him to the staff member, and he said, "Mr. Transportation." I'm like, "What?" I didn't say that part out loud, but, you know, I've told the story the way I have because I want you to realize I was pretty tired, a little exhausted. I had no filter. Whoops. And, you know, I'd just been having these conversations with other people, how they probably missed me. So guess what came out of my mouth? "Mr. Transportation, do you miss me?" Judging from the look on his face and his lack of answer, I would say no. No, he doesn't miss me. I mean, we don't communicate anymore. Like, maybe, you know? And I said, "You know, it's been so pleasant. I get to put my kids on the bus. I don't have to worry about them. No more phone calls if the bus broke down. It's been really great. Good job on that, Mr. Transportation." You know, I was dripping in sarcasm. I was. Not going to deny it. And he just said, "Yeah, he made he handled it well. I'll give him credit for that. He was not happy. Wasn't looking forward to the conversation, I'm sure. I'm sure when he saw me sitting across that room, he was like, dang, why did that parent have to be here today?" And he said, "Yeah, we aim to please." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And I'm thinking in my head, "Remember that time, Mr. Transportation? Remember that time on the phone when you told me that if I didn't start shutting up, there would be no bus picking up our kids and all the other parents would have me to thank? Remember that time?" Yeah. Because then after that, I read the school act to know that legally you couldn't do that, and I upped my game. You don't threaten me. Doesn't work well. Remember that, Mr. Transportation? Remember that time the bus broke down in front of my house? And you told the bus driver not to let the kids off, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I live at the top of the hill. People drive fast. Not going to happen. If someone hits that bus, those kids are not going to be on it. Neither is the bus driver, actually. Remember that time, Mr. Transportation, when I called you and said, no, this is not how it's going. This is how it's going. They're going to play in my yard until I will phone all the parents, because the bus driver can't without school division's permission, but I can. Remember that? Remember that time? Good times. Yeah, good times. And remember that, you know, they fixed the bus, and then that afternoon on the, yeah, the bus broke down again. Again. After you just told me that if I didn't shut up. Yeah, yeah, remember that, Mr. Transportation? You know, I just want to remind you, I have friends in high places. I have connections. I'm divinely connected and protected. And, was it not just maybe, what, a week or two after that? That we had a meeting and things all fell apart, and then we had a new contractor. Remember those good times, Mr. Transportation? Good times, good times. So I was so entertained. I got to admit it. I wasn't that graceful to him. Probably really not classy. I didn't care. There was an opportunity that presented itself after I had coincidence? No. The universe said, okay, you wanted to have a conversation with him and thank him because you haven't had to talk to him all year? Here you go. Either you take advantage of it or you don't. I did. I did. You know, he was embarrassed. He was a little not happy that I said those things to him. Too bad, buddy. Do you know what it felt like for 8 months fighting with you for my children to have a safe ride to school? Yeah. Back at you, buddy. Don't even. Don't even. You did the right thing only because I didn't let go. So, there you go. But the cool part was, you know, I asked. I said I wanted to have that opportunity, then it showed up. So, is that happening to you? Are you, like, having conversations or thinking, like, this would be cool if this happened, and then it does? That's not coincidence. That's the universe having your back and giving you those opportunities that you're requesting. Words have power. Words have energy. I've also noticed in the last, say, 6-8 weeks that I will get these intuitive hits that someone's going to say these certain things, and then it happens. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because those intuitive hits are simply for information. Here's, what can I give you as an example? Here's the thing, because I'm trying to be aware that everybody's feeling edgy, messy, dramatic. There's a lot of people that we can say are behaving badly, but it's us too. Being reactive, being cranky about things, it's just how it's going right now. It's becoming our new normal for a while. And so when you get these intuitive hits or information, you really need to take that step back and decide what you want to do with it. Sometimes it's for a heads up, and so then an opportunity will present itself that you could maybe solve a problem that you're having. Sometimes it's a heads up just to know where someone stands with you. Sometimes it's information to help you make a better decision or choice. So I was dealing with a project, and I knew that this certain person was going to call me, and I knew what they were going to say. Now, what did that do for me when it happened? So that intuitive hit came in, and it was going to go this way, this way, this way, and I'm like, okay. So when it happens, I know I can react from a clear space. I plan on saying this, this, and this. And then it happened and it played out, and I wasn't reactive. And I will say this. The person saying what they said was hoping for a different reaction from me. But because I had that heads up, I didn't react the way they were hoping. I reacted from a good place for me and less from a place to accommodate them. Does that make sense? So some of these hits we're getting are for us to be prepared for a conversation that's coming, or be prepared for some information you come across. And I've had, like, some tumultuous things happening and, you know, some conflict and stuff. And then I come across some other information where I'm like, oh, look at that. Apparently they're big fans, because there's my words and they've created their own class and they're teaching what I teach. Good for them. I'm glad I'm an inspiration. I mean, I've discussed this on the radio before. So seeing that, I could have been reactive and, like, how dare they? Who do they think they are? Which... perfectly valid. Or I can choose to say, it's nice that I'm an inspiration because they're helping other people that I wouldn't be. Because that's what we're in this for, right? To try to improve our lives, to have our dream lives, right? That's what we're here for. So if I'm inspiring you, and I knew this because they're reactive to me, they want to come in and see what I'm doing and copy it all, but they don't want me to know it. And that's what their energy is telling me. That's not my problem. It's not my issue. I get to keep doing what I'm doing. And my issue, though, is to not be reactive to it and make it a bigger deal than it could be. Because let's be realistic, I can't stop them. And really, if I'm teaching, I'm teaching. Does it matter how other people get the information? No. If you're teaching, you're teaching, right? If you're putting it out there, someone's going to pick it up, and if they teach it their own selves, that's a compliment. It's a compliment that you're doing things right. Okay, so that's one of the ways that we're getting these intuitive hits. Now, I've noticed for myself, they've been a lot of clairsentience, where I get that knowing, I get those words, So clairsentience and clairaudience, where I get told a phrase. Like I'll get told, this person's going to say this to you. And it's happened like 6 times in the last 6 weeks. Like seriously, like dramatic ones. Ones that are so totally obvious. Now, why is this happening? It's not coincidence. It's for us to trust ourselves. So when this information happens, you know, if you want to keep a journal, write the stuff down. And then you have proof that it happened, right? Dreams or those intuitive hits where, you know, you're like, oh, someone's going to say this to me. And then it happens. And you're like, oh, okay. But sometimes if we don't write it down, it doesn't stick. And then we remember later, oh, yeah. Now, did I dream that they were going to say that, or did I have an intuition they were going to say that? Because I tell you what, the energy lines are becoming blurred with all of this. It's not always clear. Lines are being blurred. We're becoming more divinely connected. But we have to learn to trust those information pieces. How often in the last 6 weeks have you said, oh, I knew they were going to call. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. Oh, hey, good for you. Oh, I knew that. Ah, oh, I thought that was going to happen. So much, right? So much. I'm going to give you the cautions, though. Some of it, or all of it, let's even say, is for information purposes. So you can decide how you're going to react. Because let me tell you what, people are reactive, like I said earlier. They're reactive right now. So many conflicts are happening. So many miscommunications, misunderstandings. People are feisty. I mean, it's dramatic, but it's not, because they're just feisty. It's like we're all in this energy of finding that new normal we don't know, and we're trying to hold on to anything that feels familiar, even if it's not really working for us anymore. Does that make sense to you all? Are you getting that? Like you feel like you just don't know. You just take it day by day, sometimes minute by minute, taking a step back and trying to look at the bigger picture. Because you need to decide or figure out or choose what works for you and your family or your people that you're tight with and what does not. Because not everything is going to fit. We're shifting, we're growing, we're changing, our awareness is changing, things are changing quickly, and a new normal is happening, and we don't necessarily know what that looks like. Now, intuition is our ally, but our ego operates from that energy of wanting to protect us constantly. It's a survival mechanism, right? Giving you a heads up. I mean, ego has a bad rap in spirituality and New Age, but really, ego's your ally, too. You just have to understand your ego, your personal ego, yourself. Because ego can be the blowhard narcissist, but ego can be the insecurity. And I'm not good enough to do that. Oh, that piece of information came. Oh, but I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I just need to leave it alone. That's also ego. Because it wants to protect us. But we have to learn to say to our ego, okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're putting down. But let's try this anyway and see what happens. Tools for living. Our job here is to experience everything we experience. This is what we chose before we incarnated. We wanted experiences. That's why we're here on this planet at this time, because this is what it's all about. Experiences, emotions, happiness, joy, sadness, anger, all of it. I mean, some days we experience all of the above, right? It's like, wow, a bit of a roller coaster. But that is why we're here. All the emotions, all the energies, ambition, desire, insecurity, anger, helplessness, responsibility, all of it. We're here to experience all of it. And we're not always graceful about it. And then sometimes we are. Own it, though, right? Own it. I mean, do I think I should give Mr. Transportation an apology for me saying that to him yesterday? Absolutely not. I wasn't cranky. I was sarcastic and I was funny. Like, I laughed, and I'm sure he didn't take it that way, because I'm sure he's pretty embarrassed and mortified. Well, it was an 8-month fight, man. I'm not going to get over that for a long time. I put a lot of time and energy. I get to say these things to him. But if I wasn't confident, I wouldn't have, right? If I was worried about upsetting him or worried about hurting his feelings, because I am empathic and I feel that, I wouldn't have said those things. But I have a line, and when you cross that line, we are done. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things for you, and I'm not going to be as protective as your feelings. And that line is if it's with my children. I'm a parent. I'm a woman who births some kids, and that protective gene pops up. I do feel that a lot of the women conflict is because we're kind of in charge of making sure our species survives, right? We grow the kids. Men will never understand how that feels. It's just not, it's not possible for them to understand because they can't experience it. And when we're pregnant, all the emotions and everything that happens, when we can't get pregnant, all the emotions and everything that happens, when we lose a child, either through while we're pregnant or after, all the emotions and things that happens, it's freaking intense. And we know that men will never be able to understand that. It doesn't matter how many studies they do, or classes they take, it's not possible energetically because they don't experience emotions the way we do. So, you know, the whole women should support women movement and, you know, don't be, I agree. I hope we get there. I don't think we're evolved enough. I don't even know if the evolved is the right word. We are in charge of survival of the species. And so when anything threatens that, we're feisty. And even if it threatens us, who we are, like, I don't think we are able right yet to sort out what's actually threatening in that way or threatening in a different way, and we're reactive. Girl fighting right now, it's big. We're going through shifts as females, and it's ugly. We'll get through it, though. Then there's going to be a new normal, and we don't know what that's going to look like yet. So I caution you to be careful with what you say. Think about what you want to say before you say it. Why? We're reactive. Reactive, competitive, not always behaving nicely to each other. It's just how it's going right now. it will get better, it will change, but we're going through this learning energy right now, and we get a choice. We can look at our actions and the consequences and what we're doing and decide if we want to keep it or we don't. Right? This is our whole purpose, experiences. And this is the one we're all going through right now. Kind of crazy? Yeah. Weird? Yeah. Disruptive? Yeah. Steep learning? Yes. Incredible learning? Yes. Deep awareness of ourselves? Yes. Yes, yes, yes to all that. Mm-hmm. We, when it comes to, you know, our children as mothers, we're feisty. We are. It's genetic. It's in our DNA. I have a really cool spiritual discussions about this with some amazing people, and, yeah, I don't see that changing anytime soon. What I do see changing is our awareness of why we're doing what we're doing. Because when we understand why we react in a certain way, we say certain things, we feel certain things, we can decide if it stays or goes. When we can look at our belief systems, the way we do things as in our patterns, once we have awareness and an understanding, then we can decide what to do next. Does that make sense? Because we're pretty cool. We're pretty cool. We just don't always have a chance to take that step back and look at our life with maybe a slightly different lens. It's why my business is super successful. Because you sit down with me or on the phone and we discuss your life, yours. And I've had a lot of experiences. My world's weird. Like, I've experienced things that, yeah, I wouldn't wish on anybody. And so what it's done for me, though, is given me a deep level of understanding of a bigger picture. So when you work with me, I can give you tools to handle everything. That's my whole point. Empowerment is my thing. I am courageous. I don't always feel that way. I mean, let's be real. We all have our insecurities or days where, like, yeah, no. But I've learned to own. When I screw up and an apology is needed, I'll do it. I might not like it. I might be like, oh, do I have to? I don't want to. But no, I did it. I screwed that up. And that was a learning thing. I had to learn that about myself because it wasn't that many years ago where I would have been too insecure, too worried, and I would have tried to pretend it didn't happen, like, you know, bury my head in the sand and say, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to own that. Can I just pretend it didn't happen? And we see that with our kids, right? They're learning how to navigate. None of us are perfect. We're messy, but we're here. So when it gets messy and overwhelming and you have to, like, suck it up, buttercup, and apologize or be polite and respectful to someone you don't want to, know that every time it happens, you get to gain a layer of confidence that you did not have before. There are payoffs. I guarantee you there are payoffs. You might not see those payoffs right away, but you will. Because then one day you'll do something or say something or be in a situation and you'll handle it completely differently and you'll be like, whoa, go me. Celebrate those. Celebrate when things work out. Celebrate when you get those intuitive hits and they're validated. Celebrate. That's how you get better at it. That's how you attract more. If you get an intuitive hit and you misinterpret it or it doesn't happen, Don't celebrate that, of course. But if you can, try to break it down to why. So let's see. Let me think of a good example. So, okay, so it wouldn't really be an intuitive hit then. Okay, when our third eye chakra is over open, over active, we get the anxiety and the worry. And so it's not really an intuitive hit, but it kind of is because it comes from our third eye. I know, that sounds a bit complicated, but let me see if I can break it down. So I know that when I start worrying that, you know, my husband's going to be in an accident or my kids are going to be hurt, I know that it's not intuition, that it's an overactive worry and anxiety. How do I know that? Because it's a different energy than when I get an intuitive hit. An intuitive hit will pop in and I'll be like kind of surprised. Do you know what I mean? Like you're like, oh, huh, that's interesting. But when it's anxiety because my third eye is too active, it's quicker. It's like chatter. That monkey chatter. It's like that. And I'll be like, okay, what if this happens and then this happens and then, oh my goodness, okay, well, what if this happens and, oh, do I let them do that because what if this happens? Then I know I need to go ground my energy by carrying a hematite. I have these new bracelets in this store that are really amazing. They have the evil eye beads, they're called, and they're for an energetic protection. And then they're with healing crystals, so they're amazing. So I have one of those that I can put on. Actually, I'm wearing it right now. And I will go have a cup of tea. I will go for a walk in my pasture. I will do something to do an energy reset. Because, okay, what does it benefit me to worry and have anxiety about all those things that are, chances are they're not going to happen. And even if they did, there would be nothing I could do about it anyway. Right? But we put pressure on ourselves because, you know, we are designed to be protectionist of our own selves and survive. We're all survivors. Horrific things happen to us as humans. Horrific. I mean, some of the movies we watch, they've actually happened. But we are survivors. That is ingrained in us to survive. And where it can go awry is if we misinterpret things and we react from a survival mode instead of an understanding mode. I mean, last week I did a whole show on compassionate boundaries. Compassionate boundaries, where you have boundaries, but you're not like a bull in a china shop with them. You're a little gentler, a little more graceful, but they're solid. No. It's not easy. It's not, but we can do it. Like I keep saying, we're learning a new normal in our world. We are flashed with so much more information, so much quicker. We have way more reason to worry and be anxious, way more, because we hear horrific things every single day. Even if we try to filter it all out, we still get them. And so because of that, we need to have that firm grounding foundation of where we know what makes us joyful. We know what to do to reset our energy to move forward in our world, to not let it get so overwhelming that we just want to quit. Stuff is always going to happen because we're here for experiences. Not always going to be pleasant. Not always. But it's always going to be worth it, even when it doesn't feel like it. It will be. It's just how it will go. So I'm just going to recommend that you check out crystals for your third eye chakra if you find that anxiety and worry and reactionary energy is happening a lot. Get a massage. I had actually a massage booked for today. I was so excited and looking forward to it. And then I realized that because it's been such a crazy week, I need to do some things at home. I need to reset my ranch energy because the whole place has been neglected for the last 6 days, 5 days. And if I don't, I'm going to regret it. And so I just moved it to a different day when things can be calmer because, yeah, what's the point in getting a massage when I'm worrying, right? My dog's been in his kennel too many days the last few, so I need him to take him for big walks. I need to spend time with him outside. I need to go through my cow herd. I need to, like, just be here, present, and aware. And so I rescheduled it. Pay attention to the energies. Pay attention to what the energy feels like and what you need to do in the moments. Again, new normal. We're becoming a more energetically attuned to our world. That's what these flashes of intuition and then the validations are about. You are becoming more energetically in tune with your world. Pretty fabulous, hey? But it's a learning curve. I mean, we were this way as a human on this planet years ago, right? We followed the energies. We were in tune with the earth. We navigated by the stars. It's in our history. Where we're going to end up, we don't know. We don't know. So try to find the joy in every day, becoming more aware of yourself, more aware of your place in the planet, more aware of what would it take for you to be living your dream life. And if you have a dream life in mind that's not practical, change it. How? Okay, so say your dream life is to live on an island in the middle of, I don't know, the Caribbean. Someday, seriously, an island sounds good to me. Okay, so if your dream life is to live on an island in the Caribbean, to be, you know, win a lottery, and that's what you would do. Okay, great. But is that practical? Is that really going to happen? Maybe. There is the possibility. But in the between time, what I urge you to do, and if you've had a session with me, you know about this, what is it about that island in the Caribbean that appeals to you? Well, there'll be no people around for me to deal with. Okay, so obviously you need to have more solitude. You need to spend some more time with yourself. Oh, okay. So what else about that island in the Caribbean appeals to you? Well, I like the sunshine. Great. So why not when you get home from work, are you not spending 10, 15 minutes just basking in the sunshine on your lawn chair, on your balcony, in your yard, wherever? Oh. And if you want to pretend it's an island, put on some headphones, do something that you block out everything else, and you can sit there and pretend you're on your island sand with nobody else around, and enjoy the energy anyway. Make sense? Great. Okay, so what else is it about your Caribbean island that you would like? Well, I wouldn't have to worry about, you know, having a job and doing this and this. Okay, so basking in that sunshine for that 15 minutes, don't worry. Enjoy that moment, basking in that sunshine. For that 15 minutes, set your timer. Well, if I had an island, you know, I wouldn't be worried about this and this and this. Okay, great. But if you had that island in the Caribbean, you'd be worried about how do I get groceries? What if somebody gets sick? Do I have to have a helicopter? Do I need a boat? What if there's no, like, access except for water? I'm scared of water, so I'd have different worries and fears, as would you. So the point of the exercise is to take the positives from what that dream situation looks like, feels like, tastes like, all of that, and take bits and pieces of it and bring it into your existing present life. So you can still enjoy those energies and improve yourself. Make sense? It works. This is how I manifest. And I'm good at it. And I also know that when I'm manifesting, though, I have to keep it practical. And I'm sure it's not just me. If we keep it practical and attainable in maybe a smaller chunk and then move up, we will have more success. If your life is messy, either change it or change your perspective. Now, I am going to do the chakra balancing. And I'm going to just put in the energy. It's pre-recorded, so it says what it says. But I'm going to put in the energy that when it comes to the third eye one, we all get it balanced a little more than... Because when I recorded this, everybody's third eye was fabulous. And right now, everybody's third eye is a little wonky. So it's not going to say that. If I was, you know, more prepared today, I would have found my chakra balancing script and I would have done it, but I didn't, so there we go. But I am putting in the energy right now, because I can, because I'm cool that way, of a little extra balancing is going to happen with our third eyes, just to help us all out. Okay, so we're going to do the chakra balancing, and then I'm out of here, and I look forward to next week. So have a good week, and enjoy the sunshine if that's what makes you happy. Enjoy the rain if that's what makes you happy. Find something, as in an experience, that makes you happy, and relish it. Enjoy it. Deal? All right. As always, thanks for listening and sending you all a hug.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your legs. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay, now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now, this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light's going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off, because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.